I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 10th, 2020. The OpenSUSE project is discussing making some major changes. The community-based project currently maintains two different distributions, the Tumbleweed Rolling Release and Leap, which operates on a more traditional point release model. OpenSUSE's leadership is now considering bringing the build process for Leap more into line with that of SUSE's commercial enterprise distribution, to the point where the two would start sharing binary packages. The long-term goal would appear to be a reduction in overlapping build and maintenance infrastructure for the organization, with the paid-for and open-source versions of SUSE slowly converging. While simply replacing Leap with a free version of SUSE Linux Enterprise Server was apparently considered as a way forward but rejected, the new path isn't without its own obstacles, especially with the fact that Leap supports 32-bit ARM and RISC-V platforms, in addition to those available with SUSE's commercial offering. The organizations are already well advanced in their planning for the change, with the next release of the commercial distribution slated to be delayed to free up some time for consolidation efforts, and a build project called Jump to service both projects due to be launched in the near future. As a stepping stone toward their goals, an intermediate release of Leap is planned for October, which will contain some binaries from SUSE Linux Enterprise Server and provide a useful checkpoint to see how well the integration efforts are proceeding. However, while management of both teams are enthusiastically backing the changes, OpenSUSE remains a community project and is asking its members for feedback on the proposals. We'll have more information on this change in today's show notes. Dragonfly has now become the latest incubator-level project to be hosted by the Cloud Native Computing Foundation. Not to be confused with Dragonfly BSD, the peer-to-peer file and container image distribution system started life at Alibaba in 2015. And aims to provide secure and highly efficient file transport for cloud-native scenarios. Originally coded in Java, Dragonfly has since been rewritten in Golang, and the project may complement its existing support for technologies such as Docker and the ubiquitous Kubernetes by adding Open Container Initiative integration in the future. Dragonfly had been in the CNCF sandbox since 2018, but with the refactoring and its first major release happening last November, it is now considered mature enough to stand alongside many of the Foundation's other cloud-native projects. We'll wrap up today with a little bit of housekeeping. We are taking Easter Monday off, and the show will be shifting to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday release schedule starting next week. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/143. Have a great holiday weekend. We'll be back on Wednesday.